Panul nor, Iehor, Vov, Iehor, Winsor, Vov. Amen. In today's Gospel reading, we hear a parable that is often quoted and often taught about how to pray. It's the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And in the Gospel, we hear how a Pharisee and tax collector both go to the temple to pray before God, and the Pharisee gets up and he puts his arms up high and he tells all the wonderful things that he's done. And he even compares himself with other people. He says, I am not like this tax collector. I fast, I give my tithe, and I even keep the commandments. And at first glance, we may say, oh, that's the parishioner I want in my parish. They participate in stewardship, right? They give their tithe, they fast, they do all the commandments of God. That's a good thing. That's what I want. And that's what we should strive to be, we think. And then we see the tax collector, whom we think is a horrible person. Nobody likes tax collectors. Even today, we don't like them. Tax collectors, especially in the ancient world, in the Jewish culture, this tax collector was working for a foreign government, stealing from his own people and giving it to the enemy. This is a tax collector in the ancient world. And so we think to ourselves, oh, he's a horrible person. He can't be good. But Jesus switches it, as he often does. And he says, and he amazes us by what he says. He says, in all truth, the tax collector is more righteous than the Pharisee. And the reason is because he sees who he is. He accepts who he is and the mistakes that he has made. And he takes on that responsibility and he humbles himself before God. Very often, unfortunately, many people do not do this. When we make mistakes, we say, it's not my fault. It's that guy's fault. He was the one that ran the red light. He's the one that did this. She did that. They did this. They did that. And for us, we say, we are right and they are wrong. Just as the Pharisee does in the Gospel reading today. He says, I am good, and I'm not like him. And very often we do this. If you cannot accept your own mistakes, and you cannot accept your own sins, and the things you have done wrong, then you cannot be called a Christian. And this is what Christ teaches today. He humbles himself before the Lord, and he says, I made a mistake, and I'm sorry. Have mercy on me. Kavya zis as meravodis. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. The question then arises, how do we look at ourselves? How do we see ourselves? And very often we look at ourselves with rose-colored glasses. Everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. My life is good. I'm a good person. And we do this often. We compare ourselves with other people. I'm not that bad. I pray 2 or 3 times a month when I need it. I go to church 3 or 4 times a year when I need it. During Lent, I give something up, something that's easy to give up because I can't do anything too difficult. And we think to ourselves and we try to make ourselves believe that we are good people. And we are good people. But the question is, how does God see us? Remember, the way we see ourselves tells us how God sees us. And so often, we pretend that we are good because we compare ourselves with other people. I'm not a murderer. I don't kidnap people. I don't do horrible things. So I'm good. God loves me. But the truth is that God is not going to judge us according to how we are compared to other people. In English we say, or when you go to school we say, sometimes the teachers grade us on a curve. You just have to be better than the other student, and then you're okay. The best student will set the standard. That's not how God judges. God judges us according to his standards. And his standards are very, very, very high. They are not low. They are very high, and that's how we will be judged. Not by how we are compared to someone else, but how we are compared to his standards. There's a story of two hikers in the mountains, and they're hiking, and they're minding their own business, and as they're hiking, they see a huge grizzly bear in front of them. And now they don't know what to do, so they both stand still quietly. They see this bear, and they say, "What do we do?" And so one of them takes off his bag, his backpack, puts it down slowly, and takes out a pair of running shoes. The other one says, "What are you doing? You can't outrun a grizzly bear." And he says, "I don't have to outrun the grizzly bear. I just have to outrun you. Because the grizzly bear will then get you, and I'm free." This is again how we think. I just need to be better than someone else. But again, God says you have to be perfect. The standard, then, that we are going to be judged by on the final day is by Christ's standard. And Christ is very, very specific. What are we supposed to do? Yes, we're supposed to fast. We're supposed to give our tithe. We're supposed to pray. We're supposed to do all these things. And these are all wonderful, beautiful, great things. But he says in the Gospel of Matthew very specifically, be perfect like your heavenly Father is perfect. This is a very tall order. This is a very difficult thing to do. Because no one is perfect. But we are called to be perfect. And the first way of being perfect is knowing that you're not. No matter what your mother says, you are not perfect. I promise you. Your mother never says, she's a good mom then. Most mothers will say, you are perfect the way you are. That's not true. I tell you this now. You are perfect when you admit that you are not. You are on the journey to becoming perfect when you admit that you are not. Because when you realize you are not perfect and that you have made mistakes in your life, then you can become better and you can perfect yourself. But if you think, I'm already fine, then you become lazy. Then you become ill in spirit, and then you become worse and sinful. The early church fathers and the early Christians knew this very well. This is why anyone who's participated in an Armenian church baptism knows the beginning of the baptism takes place in the narthex, in the beginning of the church. And the very first thing, the very first psalm that we say after the Lord's Prayer is Psalm 50 or 51, depending on how you count it. And we say, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. If we have our sins and our mistakes in front of us, not to keep us down, not to make us feel bad about ourselves, not to make us feel horrible, but if we keep our sins in front of us to remind us who we are, to keep us from being proud and having hubris, if we keep that in front of us, then we can become true Christians. Then we can become better. But if we constantly think we are the best at everything, then you will never become a Christian. To be a Christian, you must be humble. And it is through humility that we become perfect. This is why in the gospel today and in the parable Christ says today, he says that the tax collector was righteous because he realized who he was, the mistakes he had made, and how he needed to become perfect. I pray that tomorrow you all get perfect gifts. All right? Santa brings you all the best gifts that you want, and you'll be perfect tomorrow. But after that, I ask and I pray that you realize in the new year to come that you are not perfect. Okay? And that you begin to work to perfect yourself. And that entails realizing the mistakes you have made this year, leaving them in the past, but keeping them in mind so that you do not make them again. So that you become a better person and that you become like our Heavenly Father who is perfect.